Does Canada have a superiority complex, an attitude of superiority that conceals actual feelings of inferiority? Our standard of living is among the highest in the world. We are regarded as a peaceful, polite nation. We are one of the top 10 happiest countries based on factors such as healthy life expectancy, social support, freedom, trust, and generosity. We still rank number 2 behind Switzerland in 2018's annual Best Countries survey that assesses what shapes a country from quality of life to economic potential. Couldn't all this tend to make us feel somewhat superior? Yet we have some nagging doubts about our place in the world. We want to sit at the table with the grown-ups. A couple of examples. Nationally, we yearn and lobby for a seat on the UN Security Council, and we long to once again be seen as the best peacekeepers with our military, even though a succession of federal governments treats our armed forces with disdain. A local example could be when the New York Times newspaper puts one Canadian destination, Saskatoon, on its list of the 52 places to go in 2018, and we act like it's the biggest thing to happen since the invention of the wheel. I don't think we have a superiority complex. I think we have an inferiority complex as a country. A doubt and uncertainty about oneself, and feelings of not measuring up to standards. But we have nothing to feel inferior about, and don't need to try so hard to be noticed and respected by the rest of the world. That happens when we pay attention to domestic issues and keep our own house in order, rather than worrying about what anyone else thinks of us. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.